Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast. I really hope you all are having a great day, night, evening, or morning, whenever you may be listening to me. I really want to first thank you all for listening to me, and today what I'm going to be covering is kind of a little late, but you know, better late than never, I guess. But a new year, a new me, and everything in between. Really, what I want to talk about is a little bit about how I save. And when I mean how I save, oh honey, you have no idea how much I try to save. Literally, I am the coupon queen of high supremacy, considering that. And it's only through trial and error that I really found these ways. And I would love for these things that I'm about to tell you, if you can include it in part of your daily life and make use of it, to really speak to you. And maybe, you know, with 2021 starting anew, and it's not so bad as 2020, and we're leaving it all behind, that this is a year that, you know, you can save a little bit more, maybe earn a little bit more points, money, cash back, whatever the case may be, but just really making it a better year to save. Why? Because a penny saved is a penny earned. And if we have it in the form of dollars instead of pennies, then honey, you got yourself practically a free meal. Alrighty, everyone, let's get on with the show. So first off, this isn't technically the actual saving portion, but I just want to let you all know how to an extreme I can definitely take things. So you all know I am a poor college graduate from West Texas, but we all want, per se, a standard of living. Now, what can you do to not only help pay off, but maybe, you know, have a little bit more spending room, the latte theory, the latte factor, maybe to just supplement that. I'm not saying you need to buy Starbucks weekly, daily, even monthly. I haven't had Starbucks in a while, honey, like literally, like I'm pretty sure my gold star status is gone, as well as my Ulta Diamond and a bunch of other things that, as I'm thinking about it, I'm pretty sure all of that is gone. Now, regardless of that, I buy a lot of things on clearance. I am a coupon queen. I am a sale queen. I am a rebate queen. All those other type of things, honey. But what the art of it is known as the art of stacking. Now, there is a lot of methods to this. And I'm going to explain you my method, which is one of two. The others you can look at as well. No one is right or wrong. Really, I just want this to be you. If you want to take my advice, great. And if you want to leave it at the counter, that's perfectly fine. But as if you can get something out of it, it will mean the world to me. So firstly, what do I do? If I need to go somewhere, say the mall. The mall here in West Texas, in El Paso, from my living location is around 6 miles. I'm talking about Cielo Vista for everyone who is in El Paso. Now, 6 miles is a bit. It's not bad compared to other metropolitan cities or whatnot, and traffic is decent. But what I do is that I go online on Postmates or Instacart, and I try and get as conveniently close to my destination. That's right. I literally get paid a small portion, because, you know, that is a whole nother can of worms. But I get paid to, let's say, it's to Chipotle, and I drop it off near the apartments there. And all right, I'm already just like a block or two away. Perfect. All right, let's go. And so then I'm there. So that's step one. Having convenience. Is it convenient for you to go at this point in time? Now, clearly, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and I wear my mask always, honey. No excuses on that. And, you know, I am an essential worker in that case. Not of high magnitude, but I know a lot of people don't want to go out. So, you know, I'm just like, okay, how can I get closer? And I get close. And it's convenient for me to do that. On top of that, now I already earned at least the gas money going to the mall and coming back. Now, the actual art of stacking coupons, the most mainstream per se, and one can even say the oldest form of it, is when one goes to the store, has a manufacturer coupon, uses a store coupon, uses a promotion, or whatever else is there for savings. That is known as stacking. But I'm taking it a whole lot further than that, honey. It is going to be a little intense. And at the end, we'll do a nice little meditation to be able to digest it. And, you know, we're going to have fun with this, really. I'm excited to tell you all of this. So, we're already at the store. Well, then, at the store, what is your purpose there? You should already have your list. And if you don't, start getting in the habit of writing down a list. Again, this is all my advice of my own opinions and life experiences, of which I am not, like, you know, a actual accountant. I don't have a CPA, or I do not have any background in psychology or family finances and anything. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Now, with that in mind, I understand that, you know, still living with the issues of a pandemic, you know, I might not actually be going to a physical store, because it is recommended we don't go unless, you know, you go really early, really late, or just at a time in which the store may or may not be quiet. So, okay, assuming that, you know, you're listening to me, I hope you're in a safe place and you're in a safe place of mind. So let's actually talk about, like, how to save money as well. Not just in the physical store, but going online at whatever store you'd like. So you're on the website. Let's use Target, because Target is really good and is very user friendly with this. And also, you know, they do support, I do feel, the LGBTQ community a bit more. But we'll go into specifics later concerning that. So you're on Target.com. You're searching your Greek yogurt. You got that. Well, if you don't have an extension browser, honey, please, for all thing that is fierceness, please get an extension browser. Now, you might be asking me, what is that? And I will explain that. And an extension browser of a particular website is basically a condensed version of that website, of which you can earn cash back. The most common one is Rakuten. I also use my American Airlines shopping portal. And even Acorns, an investment portfolio app that I have, they do have an extension browser. I'll leave everything in the links below and in the show notes as well. So what I do, since I have a multitude of these extension browsers, or these one-click shop data caches per se, I compare what is the most cash back for my shopping trip. So should you. Now, this isn't me multitasking three or more extensions, and it changes differently. It might be in points, it might be in dollars, or in percentages. Either way, the rule of thumb is that 1 point is similar or equal to 1%. Really, it just matters to your goal. Now, having taken a second, I wanted you all to take a second to just really let that sit in. Like, okay, they're in essence paying me to shop, right? That's always the catchphrase. Now, the thing is that it is not them paying you to shop, but rather, you know, them paying for a small snapshot of data that you are going with them, through that portal. So really, it's very that. It's getting paid to shop, really. It's getting paid to give some of your data of your shopping trip. So should you feel comfortable with that? The number one, in my own research that I have done, cashback extension browser that I like and that I still use to this day, is Rakuten, which in a scale done by the Japanese Bureau of equity. They rated it a gold status corporation in the assistance of the LGBTQ community. And now we all know that some Asian countries, Japan is included with this, they are not the most LGBTQ friendly. They really do prefer the stereotypical family housing. And, you know, it's not the brightest rainbow, but we're getting there, honey. And it's those organizations like that that really do help it. So this can be from booking queer-friendly travel to gift card purchases to amazing stores that support the LGBTQ community on top of the cashback earned. So with that in mind, all these links as well that I'm leaving in the show notes, I may receive a commission or a reward for sharing. And if you do click, register, all that good jazz, and do your first purchase, I may receive a form of commission. So I do thank you for supporting me as your queer poor college graduate that you're listening to. Thank you so much. And there might be some restrictions concerning if you're listening to me somewhere else. If you do try, and unfortunately in your country it doesn't work, I thank you so much though. And hopefully we'll get to a point in time where we can all earn cash back, because, you know, money is money, honey. And the world, it keeps on turning whether we like it or not. Alrighty. So after a quick word from our sponsors, thank you so much, Anchor. And for you all, really, you all are the ultimate sponsors for listening to me. We'll jump right back in. Alrighty. So you already made your list. You got the extension browser of whichever one that you would like. So now, what's next? And what I say is next is payment. And you might be thinking, girl, I already have a credit or a debit card. What do you mean? Or I only use cash. Well, for example, if you have the Cash App, if you do not, I'll include the link as well, which again, I may get commission from. They have these amazing things when you order, which is for free, thank God, their Visa Black Card. It's not like a Centurion Black Card, so no one go crazy. But when you order their prepaid debit card, which is connected to your Cash App account, they have these coupons, quote, known as boosts. And boosts take a portion off of your portion, take off a portion, excuse me, of your purchase. And basically that portion that would have been saved, like if it was 15% of 100, which is $15, stays in your Cash App account. So the purchase might ring up as $100, darling, but you save 15 and it's still there in your account. It's really cool. So comparing how you may pay, and, you know, if you have a big bank like Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo, I even think does it, but they have also different forms of boosts / coupons that when you pay, you get either cash back or something similar to that. So comparing how you may pay for an item will also maximize your savings. Of course, you can ignore this and just buy it as is, but you may be leaving, in essence, money that can be saved and you can keep. Now, what I actually do is a little bit crazy, some might say, but hey, it's my money. And as a poor college graduate, I need to save all of it. Now, what I do is a two-step payment method to further maximize my savings. I have a decent amount of credit cards. Going back to Target, I do have the Target Red Card. And mind you, I am in different processes with my credit cards, but most of my store credit cards are fully paid off. I rarely carry a balance now. So, you know, I'm happy about that. But this shouldn't be a reason for you to get into debt. I know some stores like Target as well also offer a debit card. This is not sponsored by Target. I really wish it was. That'd be so cool. But it's not. I'm just using it because they do have the simplest and most user-friendly when stacking the savings, honey. So, very much that. So, what I do is that I have the Target Red Card, right? It's actually one of my oldest credit cards now that I'm thinking about it. The newest one that I currently acquired is actually the Nordstrom credit card that I took out this past Friday. Amazing introductory offers that I got. I was really happy with it. But what I do with this can be difficult considering the current pandemic that we are in. However, with all the proper safety precautions and wearing a mask, honey, which is what I do. I even wear 2, 3, 4, even 5 masks. If I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, we need to wear the mask. So I pay for my purchase with the credit card using the Target Red Card for an example. So I save 5%. And to take, and this is what really got me to pay off completely all my store credit cards, like, full-heartedly the same day, literally. I pay in full using a selection of different debit cards. In full. That way, I am maximizing my savings per debit card or per transaction of debit card. Now, the most common debit card that I use begins with a D, and I save an extra 1% because it registers, get this, as a purchase, not a payment. So I don't just save I save 5%. I actually save 6%. Get that. Which is not a lot per se, but I'm almost close to my state tax, which is 8.75, which technically means I'm almost close to literally canceling out the tax. All right, so assuming now that we paid our credit card in full, you technically made that purchase and everything is great. One might think we're done. Well, no, sweetie, no, we are not. This is where rebate apps come into play. A rebate is essentially an after-purchase coupon. Now, me being the extra person that I am, I have in total 6 rebate receipt apps to take a picture or that I have my accounts from different stores linked with. I'll include them as well in the show notes. One of them is Ibotta, which all of you may have seen the ads and heard, but honestly, I have earned a decent amount from them. Less than 1,000, but hey, it's for purchases that you are going to do. You might as well take advantage of it, darling. Now, you may think that after this, there is nothing else you can do from these purchases. You're actually wrong. See, on top of all of this, and actually one of my favorite cases when I had my Pixel 3 is to pay with Google Pay. Now, this does require a, quote, smarter phone you at least need to have on your smartphone NFC. So that way, you know, it can communicate with the terminal about the credit card and everything. So Google Pay, even Samsung Pay and a bunch of other things, as well as like Apple Pay. I don't know. I haven't had an iPhone in a while. So I'm so sorry. So I don't know if Apple Pay does it. I'm pretty sure they do. Like, regardless of that, but basically by paying through the, NFC, near field communication, I believe is the acronym or what it stands for. It basically, they themselves get a snapshot of what you're paying with. So if you pay, for example, I did this with my amazing boyfriend, who, shout out to him. I hope he's doing okay. I love you, babe. The point being though, is that when we were at Macy's, he bought this amazing suit and I bought it for him because he's just like, babe, you can handle this because I know you want to save money and get the biggest bang. And I'm just like, yes. And like, he does his best too. I'm not going to deny it. But I devised it in a way to formulate it and articulate it. And this is why I'm sharing it all with you. So the Google Pay had a Macy's get 2.5% cash back by paying through Google Pay. And then I used my card that was linked to Rakuten to get an extra 5% cash back. And then that card itself is, I don't have the Macy's card. I don't actually shop enough there at Macy's. Also, quick plot twist, unfortunately, but store credit cards aren't normally supported by near-field technology or communication because it's an in-network credit card. It's not an out-of-loop credit card, so it can only be used at that store. And it's not the same thing as a MasterCard or a Visa card in partnership with that corporation. If that makes sense, great. If it doesn't, it basically means if you're like me and you only have the Target Red Card, I can't use it at Walmart. So I can't use it on Google Pay because Google Pay and Apple Pay and Samsung Pay even only allows MasterCard, Visa, and Discover. So just to clear that up a bit. So back to the suit. With that card, I did that, and then obviously I had a coupon for Macy's, and I got 20% off, and then I used my stars for, I think, another $5 off, if I recall correctly. I should have kept the receipt, honestly. But the thing is that when having to work for Instacart or Postmates, I do keep a lot of my receipts until after a week, just in case something bad happens. Excuse me, which thankfully hasn't happened, but you know, priorities of receipts. So because Google Pay is another middleman in all of this, of course they get some data, and of course they can compensate for it by partnering up through different stores, corporations, et cetera, et cetera. And so then on top of all of that, you literally stacked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, even 7 things, because you have your coupons. And going back to Target, you have your manufacturer coupons. So that can be like for Silk almond milk. You have the Target Circle, which, you know, you should have if you shop at Target. So that way you can at least save 1% and have the amazing coupons. You have the Target Red Card if, you know, you have the debit or the credit card, it doesn't matter. Take a look at your own finances and do that at your own discretion. You pay with an amazing debit card. And if you happen to have the Google Pay or even Samsung Pay or Android Pay or Apple Pay that has a promotion specifically for you, then bam, that's five. You've literally stacked savings times five. And not just that, that's in-store. If it's online, of course, it's a little bit harder per se because they don't accept manufacturer coupons. I'm like waiting for the day that will arrive. But you have your extension browser. Note that you can only use one extension browser. At the end of the day, unfortunately, you cannot stack like three extension browsers. They do not like to play nice together. And yeah, it might even null your savings. So if you're going to shop, go with the biggest percentage or the highest amount of points that you'll get, or even the highest promotion, and take it from there. So literally, that's 6-7 ways that you saved. And if you don't have the store credit card, that's perfectly fine. And even if you only pay with your debit card, if your debit card allows for those rewards to occur, honey, you are literally doing the best that you can. And that's all we really can ask for. If like, say that, oh no, I forgot to activate my extension browser. If you feel up to it, email the company. Maybe they'll allow it. You'll just show your receipt and everything. And oh, okay, sure. We'll award it to your account. Maybe. But don't beat yourself up for it. This is literally, it has taken me over like 3 years. I'm 22. I really didn't get into this until I was 18, almost 19. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, like, don't beat yourself up for not being able to save the maximum amount. Just by saving $1, honey, you are doing amazing. So now that you've wrapped your mind around this, and I know this was a lot of mental gymnastics and stretching and just, the drama of me saving. Oh my God, honey, like crazy. So what I want to do to end this note on of this podcast episode, which thank you so much again, my amazing listeners. I would like to do a meditative practice, talk, guide you, just to relax and unwind and, you know, maybe prepare you for the day. If not, that's the end of the financial advice aspect. Again, I am not a CPA, financial lawyer, or any form of that. So, moving right along, I want you all to close your eyes. Take 3 deep breaths. Now take another one, deeper this time. Breathing out ever so slowly. Now take your deepest final breath. Amazing. Now I want you all to visualize a barren field, just dirt. A nice cool breeze. The sun is out. Really, it's a beautiful day. Now, I want you to see yourself planting seeds. They can be the same, different, it doesn't matter. But these seeds represent your goals, your finances, your dreams, whatever you want it to be. Now, water them, nurture them. See the field sprouting slowly. See yourself pulling out the weeds in your life, fertilizing them, nurturing them. See them budding their flowers. They open. Now smell the sweet scent as it arrives. See the hard work that you did. See the fruits of your labor. If you planted by chance berries or any apples or anything like that, pick them, bite it, be proud of yourself in this moment. Now take another deep breath and exhale. Now open your eyes. You can do this. You can do anything that you set your mind to. Your mind is ready to take on the day or to relax into the night. And you can do anything, my dear listeners, that you set your mind to. Since today is Sunday, specifically January 17th of 2021, I hope you all have a wonderful Monday tomorrow, because it's a new day. It's ready to be seized, just like it's a new year, ready to be seized. And you can do it, my dear listener. You can do it. Thank you.